You're listening to SBS News.
It is so crucial that this roadmap should be cautious, but also irreversible. We're setting out on what I hope and believe is a one-way road to freedom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sets out a phased plan to end England's COVID-19 lockdown. The cautious approach aims to prevent a return to widespread tough restrictions that have severely affected the economy. The first stage will prioritise schools returning on the 8th of March, when only minimal socialising outdoors will be allowed. The country will then pass through four stages, with 5 weeks between each step.
We cannot escape the fact that lifting lockdown will result in more cases, more hospitalisations, and sadly, more deaths. There is therefore no credible route to a zero COVID Britain, or indeed a zero COVID world. And we cannot persist indefinitely with restrictions that debilitate our economy, our physical and mental well-being, and the life chances of our children.
Those longing for a haircut, a restaurant meal, or a drink at the pub will have to wait until the 12th of April. People won't be able to hug loved ones that they don't live with or watch a live football match at a stadium until the 17th of May. It is also the earliest date Britons may be allowed overseas holidays. The final stage of the plan, where all legal limits on social conduct are removed and nightclubs can reopen after 15 months of closure, is set for the 21st of June. The proposed dates could all be postponed if COVID-19 infections rise. It comes as the United States marks the deaths of more than 500,000 people with COVID-19. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced President Joe Biden's plans to observe the grim milestone.
The President, the First Lady, the Vice President will mark the solemn milestone of 500,000 American lives lost to COVID-19. They will ask all Americans to join in a moment of silence during a candle lighting ceremony at sundown. President Biden will also deliver remarks and order all flags on federal property to be lowered at half staff for the next 5 days.
The National Cathedral in Washington will toll its bells 500 times. About 19% of total global coronavirus deaths have occurred in the United States. The virus has also taken a full year off the average life expectancy of an American, the biggest decline since World War II. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi led a minute's silence in the Capitol.
The chair asks all members in the chamber, as well as members and staff throughout the Capitol, to rise for a moment of silence in remembrance of more than 500,000 Americans who've passed away from the COVID-19 virus.
President Joe Biden is targeting more federal pandemic assistance to small businesses and ventures owned by women and people of color.
Small businesses are the engines of our economic progress. They're the glue and the heart and soul of our communities. But they're getting crushed. Since the beginning of this pandemic, 400,000 small businesses have closed. 400,000. And millions more are hanging by a thread. It's hurting Black, Latino, and Asian American communities the hardest.
The World Health Organization is pleading with high-income countries to make sure their orders for additional COVID-19 vaccines don't undermine the efforts to get doses to poorer nations. Wealthy nations have snapped up several billion vaccine doses, while some countries in the developing world have little or none. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns vaccine equity is paramount to combating coronavirus on a global scale.
Some high-income countries are entering contracts with vaccine manufacturers that undermine the deals that COVAX has in place and reduce the number of doses COVAX can buy. Even if we have the funds, we can only deliver vaccines to poorer countries if high-income countries cooperate in respecting the deals COVAX has done and the new deals it's doing.
The United Arab Emirates wants to play a vital role in global vaccine delivery. Commercial Development Manager at Emirates Cargo, Julian Such, says the state-owned airline has already delivered millions of doses to almost all continents.
What we're able to do is fly large quantities of vaccines into Dubai and then distribute them outbound. One of the critical points of the supply chain, of course, is the last mile distribution. And so a lot of these countries we're flying to don't have the infrastructure for large quantities at one time to come into the country. We're in a key strategic location to be able to deliver these vaccines to the developing countries that really can't get them.
And in Tanzania, President John Magufuli has acknowledged that coronavirus is a public health problem. He made the admission while delivering a eulogy at the funeral of his chief secretary. For months, he has claimed that the virus had been defeated by prayer. He also had lack of trust in foreign-made goods, including COVID-19 vaccines and face masks.
Never did I say that you should not wear a mask. Do not quote me as saying that. Let me just say that there are some good masks and some are not good. I want to tell you that. It's the truth. Some of the imported masks are a health problem. I'm your leader. I'm privy to a lot of information and I must tell you the truth. If you must wear a mask, use those made by our own Ministry of Health. If you can't afford them, make your own mask. I'm telling you this because I'm one of you. I know this is war.
Cuba has announced a citywide lockdown in the capital, Havana, to slow the spread of COVID-19. Cuba is experiencing its highest number of infections, with 5,000 positive cases recorded in the past week. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.